I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are The Morning Shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Dylan is behind the glass. Again, it was a very nice, crisp morning.
Man, I am here for it.
It feels about right for a pumpkin spice latte, which basically means it's time to put up the Christmas tree.
I'm not there yet. Not quite. Although I do, our buddy that we raced with, he was talking about how he's getting ready to put up his 12-foot skeleton.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's pretty stoked. And I was like, dude, still August.
I saw a meme the other day that was like, you think she wants flowers. She really wants a 12-foot skeleton.
12-foot skeleton. Yeah.
From Home Depot.
He's got like some Instagram hacks, yep. You know, with landscape lighting and stuff that he's stoked about, cutting holes in pumpkins. I'm like, dude, we haven't even gotten to September yet. Like, just chill.
But are your wives the ones to put up a Christmas tree a little bit early before Thanksgiving?
No.
Yes.
Yeah, I kind of had a feeling.
I think Amy put it up. Oh, boy. It might have been Halloween might have happened. But she was like, I'm pregnant. I can do whatever I want. And I was like, all right, cool. But this year, I'm going to be like, nah.
She doesn't take pregnancy in my house for that.
I'm like, well.
She just does it.
Dude, one year, it's funny because I remember we played New Orleans. And it was before Thanksgiving then, too. It just wasn't before Halloween, but it was before Thanksgiving. And I come home, and, like, there's a Christmas tree in the window. And I'm like.
Oh, yeah. I do kind of remember that. Now, yeah. My wife, she just, it's more of a window I have time. If we're traveling for Thanksgiving, we'll probably throw it up a week or two early. Because it's like, otherwise. And we always travel for Thanksgiving because we don't travel for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
So her family's in Memphis. My family is obviously in Florida. So we kind of rotate that every other year. And it's like, okay, this year we're going to Florida. Probably need to find a time to put the Christmas tree up.
Right.
So I'm sure that'll happen probably before we travel this year, will be frustrating.
You guys are in for a treat this year since I'm here because day after Thanksgiving, I start my Christmas hat tradition. I have a different Christmas hat for every single day.
For every day? Yeah. I thought you were going to say for every week.
No, every day. I have a
How many do you have?
I have so many.
No.
So like, many Christmas
like
hats.
Like 30?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. I really get into the spirit of it.
How long did it take you to accrue that many Christmas hats?
It was a 2020 thing. I was like, I just felt like there needed to be extra oomph in Christmas because everything with COVID, it just been kind of grim.
Yeah, it was, yeah.
So I was like, okay, I'm going to do a different Christmas hat every single day. And I bought them off Amazon. Now I have family members buying them for me.
Well, it will be a change for us.
like bobbleheads
it
or
was
something.
A little bit bah humbug last year, but this year will be happy.
It'll be very, very exciting. I cannot wait to break those out this year. Right now, we got to get to the practice squad. Of course, this initial practice squad was announced yesterday. They started signing people right at noon. We've kind of broached a little bit of some of the guys on the practice squad, but which ones could you see being standard elevations week one?
That's
the guy they signed yesterday that was it Ryan Harris?
Ryan Hayes.
Ryan Hayes.
Yeah, man.
I'm so bad with names.
Your short-term memory's off last couple weeks. Long-term still there, locked in. Short-term's fluttering.
Ryan Hayes is offensive tackle. I told that to Mike. Mike's like, man, that's a bold prediction.
Definitely is.
That before he's even like put on a Falcons
even in
uniform.
Yet.
Yeah, I mean, I'm like, I don't know, man.
We haven't even given him a playbook yet.
Yeah, because we talked. We look. I know we'll break down kind of what he did, but I saw some some things that Mike showed me that we talked about, and we'll break everything about him down at 7. But I think he's one. Kentavious Street.
That's my first one.
Is one too.
Gotta have him.
And talk like you can talk about it, like, you know, Tampa Bay, if their third offensive coordinator in as many years.
Yeah.
But it's not their fault. They keep getting head coaching jobs.
Yeah, Dave
Canales got a job in Carolina. The Duval.
Yeah, Duval.
It's a weird cat.
Liam Cohen and got one in Jacksonville.
Yeah.
And now I don't even know their OC's name yet. So, but he's going to come in here. Can he continue what Cohen did with the run game with White and what's our boy from Oregon? Little running
Bucky Irvin.
Yeah, Bucky Irvin.
Yeah, I don't know. And I actually got this question last night. I was talking to somebody. You know, we'll talk about that a little bit later. But I was having a conversation. People asking me about fantasy advice, and they were like, Bucky Irvin. And I'm like, I honestly don't know what to make of Tampa's running game, specifically before Tristan Wirfs gets back. Cody Mauch, or Mauch, or however you say his name, the right guard that's been there for a couple of years out of North Dakota State, I thought it was terrible 2 years ago. And then Liam Cohen takes over, and all of a sudden they've got one of the best rushing teams in the league with a lot of the same personnel, other than the guy, the center they drafted out of Duke. So I think there's a lot to be liked there, but I could see them reverting back just a little bit. But Kentavious Street, just – I think he's just unique. Right, I mean, that's what you look for in a standard practice squad. He's unique in what he brings you. That and special teams versatility. When you look at these standard elevations, I think that an easy answer would be Khalid Kareem. I don't think they'll elevate Khalid Kareem. I think that you've got six players at that role that are doing certain things and guys that can be elevated, and you just don't need a guy like that unless he's going to go out and play special teams. I would look for a guy like a Ronnie Harrison. Somebody like that to be a standard elevation. But I think the easy one at this point is definitely Kentavious Street.
Yeah, and remember one thing. Who's active? When you get the roster set, Mike, like this, right? You get your 53, and then you're going to use these guys for standard elevations. It's based on what they're playing. If they're going against a team that is a run-heavy team, they got an interior D lineman that's a little light in the, in the back end, and they think he might get shoved around a little bit in a run-heavy scheme or a team that wants to run the ball in the interior a lot, then if they've got a bigger guy, which Kentavious Street kind of is, they'll make him a standard elevation. Remember, you only get three as a player, and you only get two per game, but three times a single player can be elevated during the season. They might make you a standard elevation because they're going to use you in the rotation because you fill a specific need that day.
Yeah.
And that is very important to remember when it comes to defensive line, to me.
Well, and I also think you have to keep in mind that if you have three per player and two per game, there's certain guys that you're going to look at and say, man, we need to wait and see what the depth looks like. Let's just say there's a week where I hate doing this, but like one of your starting corners, has a slight rolled ankle.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're probably going to want to save a CJ Henderson for a point like that. Somebody, you're not putting him on IR. You're not putting them on short-term IR, and you're just like, hey, for one game, I need more depth at corner. Let's save C.J. Henderson for an interesting, situation like that.
And look, I know Michael Jarrell is going to be on the roster, the tackle they traded for, a conditional pick, which, guys, remember one thing. Before you come at me, you're like, I can't believe we gave up a player for this. Well, you don't know what you gave up because it's a conditional pick. It's all based on parameters that we have not been – that haven't been discussed publicly, that are only between the teams of – whatever it is, the conditions are, which is most likely some type of playing time or active, long he's on an active roster, something like that. But, with Wilkinson, if Jack Nelson is on the roster, come the 53-man roster, come game day, he'll be inactive. I'm going to go ahead and make that prediction right. He'll be inactive.
1,000%.
And that's why I think one of these tackles, either Carter Warren or Ryan Hayes, will be elevated as a standard elevation for game day. I'm picking Hayes because of what we've seen and Mike and I have watched, and which we'll kind of Michael break down for us at 7 based on that. But when you talk about these guys that are practice squad, and before you bring back a term we used earlier, bah humbug them and just call them bums and say all the, talk all this trash about them. So a lot of good football players that began their careers on practice squads. Mike's old teammate who became, I don't know if he was an all pro, but I know the guy was a damn pro bowler. And Tyson Klebo, He was on three different teams' practice squads in 2004. Three. The Broncos.
And that was a different day and age of practice squad, too. Like, that wasn't where I can be in year eight and go on a practice squad. Like, you had to do that in your first three seasons.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Completely different deal.
In 1 year, he went to the Broncos practice squad, was cut, went to the Giants practice squad, cut, went to the Chargers practice squad, was signed by the Broncos on the active roster, then cut. Falcons picked him up in 2005. He spent an entire year here on the practice squad. 2006, he starts 10 games at right tackle. The guy became a Pro Bowler next to Harvey Dahl, another Pro Bowler. So before we just crap all over these guys and just say, oh, we went to the, you know, the big lots of tackles and offensive linemen, just remember one thing. There's some good Ryan, and the reason I'm big on Ryan Hayes is he played left tackle at Michigan. So that's and when you think of trenches, I think of the SEC and the Big Ten.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of good DNs and D linemen that came out of those conferences and offensive linemen as well. And so if he's got something good that they can take and mold, this guy could, you know, become the swing tackle of the next 3 years. The next Storm Norton, which everyone apparently crowned as the greatest thing since sliced bread once as McGarry went down.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with AllTrails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
It always cracks me up, too, because when Storm Norton was signed here, you know as well as I do, 2 years ago, it was like a midseason signing. It's like, dude, who is this guy? It's not going to be any good. there is the portion of the they out there that, you know,
yes,
follow
embrace
up
it.
The portion, not they. I said the portion of the they, which is what I recommend that you should do from now on.
Those are called the good portion is we, the bad is they.
There's a portion of this fan base that you look at, like, Josh Kendall putting the news out, and it's like, oh, they're going to sign this guy off waivers. They're going to sign this guy. These are going to be – so we're just screwed then in week one. We're just screwed. Like, I just read three tweets like that. And it's like, dude, that's not – like, you don't know anything about these people. All you know is they didn't fit in whatever they were being asked to do, or maybe, you know, there wasn't a situation available for them at these other teams. But it brings up a good point. Claybo is an incredible player that is beloved by fans when they look back on his tenure. And he was one of those guys that – bounced around on practice squads in a completely different day and age of practice squads.
He was named like an all-decade team for the Falcons. Yeah. I mean, that's how good he became, you know, at right tackle. And also, you shouldn't be reading Twitter, and just you should ignore those people.
Well, definitely not during the show.
Doesn't do you any good.
Yeah.
Well, it's 7 a.m. today. We're going to pick this back up, talk about the new guys joining the practice squad. Mike and Bo, all morning, we're studying film, so we're going to get into that. And Sports Talk on 92.9 The Game is presented by Paramount+. Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+. Plus. Watch your local NFL game every Sunday on CBS and Paramount+ Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Coming up, we're going to take a look at the local college football games happening this weekend. We've also got my Allie Mack drop. Throwback Thursday trivia today is holidays with Labor Day weekend coming up.
Oh, wow. Oh,
that
man.
Is next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And
what is the Odyssey app?
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.